This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go, your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today in class. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll be delighted to pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Jason and Brad are engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm just fine. And I was thinking about something that Arnold Schwarzenegger said. And he used this term, and I'm wondering if this is a term that is offensive. I don't see why it would be, but he used the term girly men, G-I-R-L-I-E, men, two words. And to me, it just describes maybe some males with feminine characteristics. Well, if that's the way they want to be, okay. But I don't think of it as hate speech or hate crime or... It's just something that he said, but he regrets saying it, and he regrets saying that he used the term girly men. So my question for you is, well, I think women, when they're feminine, is a great thing. I appreciate it, and but I don't really appreciate it when men are. What are your thoughts on that, Gwyneth?
I think that, you know, if women get the chance to, you know, be feminine and, you know, be nice and all the rest of it, I think that's great. they don't always get the chance to in their lives, unfortunately. Sometimes the girls have to be the men. And that's just how it is because they're, for whatever reason, for survival or, you know, usually for reasons of survival, they have to step up to the plate and they have to be, the woman have to be girly men.
Well, I don't think that's what he meant. I don't think that's what he meant. I think it was a case, and I understand what you're saying, and I agree with what you said. But I think what he's talking about is men becoming girls.
You know, that's, you know, when men become effeminate, that's just a shame.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about.
I'm a red-blooded female, and there's something just not right about an effeminate man. I'm very sorry, but it's true. About the most effeminate that I could really handle a man going would be something like Milo Yiannopoulos. and I mean, yeah, he's a gay man, but he's still got more gonads than a lot of other men out there. You know, it's just that men are supposed to step up to the plate. Okay.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, in that line of thinking, Paris is ablaze, right?
Yeah. It's a shame. I don't know how things have gone in the last few hours because I've been asleep and I only woke up about 15 minutes ago. What's been happening today in Paris?
Well, I don't have the latest update, but I know that the yellow jackets, the my understanding is that if you're on the road, you're required to have a yellow vest in your vehicle in order to travel in case you're having a problem. And I believe that's so that oncoming vehicle operators can see you and less likely to run you over or hit you. That all makes sense. We don't have that
I think that's good
code.
Rule, actually.
Yeah, yeah. We have them here at the farm. As a matter of fact, at our expos, we would have those who were members of the staff wear them. And the reason was, well, you could spot them from, 200 feet away if you needed, assistance. So in the last few expos, that's what we did. But the yellow jackets, the public wearing these yellow jackets are becoming more violent. And it looks like it's escalating. It looks like the government corporation is escalating. And there's a opposition to increased fuel taxes and carbon taxes, and the people have had it, and they're taking matters into their own hands. Do you see this as a precursor to more escalation, more violence, or do you think, based on history, the people will back down?
Well, I'm just speaking from history here. And the history that I'm talking about is not recent history. It's history going back hundreds of years. Every single time that there is a revolution of this type that ends up spreading all over the world, it always begins in Paris for whatever reason. I'm not quite sure why. But if you think of the French Revolution that led to the American Revolution, it began in Paris. And, the Reign of Terror, which basically, once again, ended up spreading other places in Europe as well. It began in Paris. And the thing is that with these sorts of revolutions that begin in Paris and then they spread, they're not very nice events. They're not events where everybody ends up getting liberated. They're events where a lot of innocent people end up dying. Okay? But it is a literal tax revolt. And the French government has to recognize that they have 100% brought this on themselves. They have done it to themselves. Because you can't just tax people and tax people and tax people and then tax people some more and then think that everything's going to be okay. Because life doesn't work like that. Sooner or later, people don't like it anymore and they spit the dummy. That's a saying that we have here in Australia. I don't know. Dummies are what we call pacifiers. What you guys call pacifiers. These little things that you give baby and they're like a teat and then they've got a ring on them. And there's a saying here, you know when a baby's angry and upset, it'll throw its pacifier out of the cot and start crying and all that and carrying on. Well, that's called spitting the dummy here in Australia. And that's what people do when they've had enough. And I think the people in France have had enough. I think that this, from what I was hearing earlier on the internet, there are a lot of Antifa types who in the background who are stoking this. And unfortunately, because they said they were not going to be partisan, they let them in. But from what I've seen of the videos, these people are being kettled, they are being corralled into the centre of Paris. And once again, this is what happens every single time that a protest like this happens. The barricades go up and the corralling begins, and then the killing begins of the protesters, and that only succeeds in stoking things even more. And, you know, I have got literally a sick feeling in the bottom of my stomach as I'm saying this. It's just, I'm really, it's not very pleasant for me to think about even. But I have to tell people that this is how it starts. This is how it begins. And it's not going to go away. It's not going to get better. People are not just going to go and sing Kumbaya and, you know, fold their hands into lotus positions or whatever. It's not going to be that way. And like I say, if you don't believe me, there's a very excellent movie out there. We've mentioned it before, Les Miserables. Go and watch it. Especially watch the last hour or so. It's about a 3 or 4 hour long movie. If you watch the last hour, it will teach you what happens with the French Revolution.
Well, what it looks like the government is saying in France is they want to wean the people from fossil fuels, and they want to do it by raising taxes. And it looks like...
Excuse me a moment.
Sure. It looks like there was an announcement by the Prime Minister to delay the fuel tax increase, which was set to begin in January, and freeze on electricity and natural gas prices until May. But that wasn't enough to appease those who were rioting. Now, if I were in their shoes, and I were angry about more taxes, and someone said, I'll tell you what, we'll just delay that 6 months. That wouldn't appease me at all. It would not. What's happened is the government has encouraged things like, they've encouraged us to register our vehicles. They want to tax our vehicles. They want to tax our fuel. They want to tax the parts that we buy for our fuel. They want to tax us every way they can. And then it looks like they want to tax fuel even more in France. I understand what's going on. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
If I were to hazard an educated guess, I'd have to say that it's more than just about fuel taxes and carbon taxes. It's about the cost of living and the unaffordability of life as we used to know it. Taxes are going up, yeah. Prices are going up. Wages are mostly constant, and people are finding it harder and harder to get by. Children are moving in with parents. Parents are moving in with children just to survive.
I would say that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mark in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Yeah, hi, Gwen. Hey, I wanted to ask you about, are you working on a book? A pirate book?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Hey, Mark, I've got to ask you.
I kind of suspected you were.
Mark, what makes you say that? What makes you ask that question?
I just, you know, I pray about stuff. I meditate upon stuff. And when I hear people talking, I just think the Lord speaks, you know, and I said, oh, wow, she's working on a pirate book. When's the pirate book? Okay. Well, anyway,
I've actually finished that one, and I'm on another one, which is something happened a long time ago, hundreds of years ago, to my husband and I in a past life, a series of past lives. And I think that it's remarkable that you say that. I believe that God speaks to people. What was it that you were getting?
Well, there's a book by Frederick Haberman. It's called The Tracing of Our Ancestors, and it goes back to the Hebrew Phoenician Druid people of Britain, what called the Britannica, and it's called Tracing Our Ancestors. And another book was by Barry Fell. Barry Fell was a professor at Harvard.
Yeah, and I know Barry. I don't know him personally, but I've studied his work a lot.
Yeah, and he wrote about the Hebrew people. They were sailing the seas, and I actually seen one of these computers, one of these mechanical computers. I didn't see it up close. I just seen it, pictures of it, and it was like Stonehenge. It was like four circles, and it was a GPS system, modern day computer, mechanical computer, and they could calculate any position on longitude and latitude anywhere on the sea, and they were traveling all over the whole world on ships.
Wow.
And so they had very sophisticated equipment. These mechanical computers were just like Stonehenge. That is a computer. It's a massive computer is what it is. And it has rings within rings. And that's how they calculate astronomy with the study of the stars. And they do the calculations for longitude and latitude. So they can be traveling anywhere on the seas and know exactly where they're at.
Would that be like the Greek computer that they found in the Greek galleon a while back? You know, the, gosh, I forget what it's called. But, I'm sure that you know what I mean. They found a box that was full of gears, mechanical, you know, clockwork device.
It had rings on it. These rings were probably like about, I'm trying to remember. They were probably about maybe 7 to 8 inches in diameter, and they were like on a gyroscope, and they shifted. If you ever seen the movie Tomb Raider, with Laura Croft, the Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
And in that movie, they had a device. The Illuminati had a device that, you know, that they were an ancient device.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I know the
device you're talking about. It's like a clock thing, and they have to have it on the right position.
Hold that thought. Are you talking about a Stargate?
No, not a Stargate. This is a device.
Not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
USA Radio News.
Several world dignitaries and leaders will be in attendance for former President George H.W. Bush's state funeral today. Presidents Trump, former President Obama, Clinton, and Carter will attend. Bush's son, former President George W. Bush, will eulogize his father. Jenna Bush Hagar tells NBC's Today Show the family has been overwhelmed by the outpouring of love and respect for her grandfather all week.
The beauty in it is that strangers stood on the side of the street in Washington, D.C., watching his casket go by and saluting him and waving, and that fills us up in our sadness.
After the memorial service, the former president will be flown back to Texas aboard the plane normally known as Air Force One, but renamed Special Mission 41 for the purpose. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is not recommending prison time for the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, citing his cooperation with the government. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with... You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're take my when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us. Mark in Illinois is with us, and we mentioned Stonehenge, S-T-O-N-E-H-E-N-G-E. It's in Wiltshire, England, and it's a ring of standing stones. Each stone is about 13 feet high, about 7 feet wide. Each one weighs about, 25 tons, and they're set in a ring. And archaeologists believe it was constructed somewhere between 3000 BC to 2000 BC. And radiocarbon dating suggests that the first bluestones were raised between 2400 and 2200 BC. So this arrangement of these large stones was set over time in stages. Gwyneth, did you have any comments? Mark is still with us.
Okay. Stonehenge is a really, really interesting place. The energy vortices around these standing stones generally, and Stonehenge in particular, is quite remarkable. And if anyone wants to go and verify that, all that they need to do is go and get a Carillion camera and go and photograph these stones with a Carillion camera at a full moon is best. Okay, especially the spring and summer solstice and the spring and summer, the solstices and the equinoxes. It is a shame the government, for whatever reason, has chosen to put a freeway in within earshot of Stonehenge, which is just massively draining the energy from the whole area. Earth energies are something that need to be taken seriously. If you get the earth energies wrong, you're just going to have misfortune in a place. And the Chinese recognized this many thousands of years ago, and that's why they had feng shui, which is a method of correcting earth energies to make sure that everything in your life operates smoothly. Okay? And like I say, I believe the reason why these stones were put into the landscape was to correct the energy in places where there is just an excess of energy. And often you see them where there is a granite geology, because granite acts... the molecules in granite, they have a piezoelectric effect. They tend to store electricity. And so often you need these standing stones for the electricity to have somewhere to discharge to. Does that make sense, Mark?
I see it as a big computer for astronomical calculations that dealt with the ancient astronomy of the Hebrews, Eber. Eber and Shem. And that's what these ships had on them too. They had the same type of rings where they could figure GPS. They could do global positioning system, and it was a mechanical computer. And they could actually calculate anywhere in the world where they could, where Stonehenge, they could do eclipses. They could do all kinds of astronomical calculations. And they could even figure when comets were going to come, where they were going to pass through our solar system, and what time they were going to pass through.
Yeah. And at the moment, of course, apparently there's this wicked green comet, which is, in our skies, depending on where you are at the moment, it's apparently visible, or very soon will be. And I believe... history teaches us that every time that one of these comets shows up, there's massive trouble. And sure enough, Wicked Green shows up, and I said, you just watch this. This is not going to be good. And sure enough,
demonstration. Yeah, actually, I talked to Dr. Miller, Richard Allen Miller, and these two comets were here during the time of Moses, and they're back again. And that was 3,700 years ago. And it's the same two comets. But the, they had this kind of equipment. They had this kind of technology where they were able to travel all over the world. And I'm not saying all of them had it, but certain ones of them had this. They had the ability to capture this technology and be able to use it.
Well, it's very interesting that you say that, because the particular pirate that I write about in this book is a historical pirate, and he was, I'm not going to name him right now, but he was known for his superior navigational abilities.
There you are.
That's very, very interesting that you say that, and that is actually something that comes up in the book. On a minor level, that he is a master of navigation.
Well, if you read Barry Fell, and you said you were familiar with Barry Fell with Harvard, he wrote a book called America BC. He, in the early 70s, he published, and he took all kinds of flack because he was actually saying that the Hebrews, the Hebrew Phoenician people were here in America 4,500 years ago.
Yeah. The Polynesians, they are the ancestors of many American Indian tribes, actually, especially Central and South American Indian tribes. And they were known for their superior navigational skills, to the point where they didn't need to use any instruments. They could navigate with their hands. And that is, funnily enough, is a part of the novel, that the reason why this particular pirate is such a good navigator is because in his early days at sea, he had a friend who was one of these Polynesian navigators. And that's where, in the book, okay, I don't know if this is history, but in the novel that I wrote, the reason why he was such a good navigator was because he had learned his navigation from the Polynesians. So it's very interesting
don't make
to say
sense.
That.
Yeah, that don't make sense.
That's the reason why you're saying that. And like I say, I've got no historical documentation for that, but that's just what I was seeing on the inside of me. And it's perfectly possible.
Because they were traveling here. I told Vincent, you know, about Jeremiah the prophet bringing the Ark of the Covenant and the Tabernacle of Moses here to America and hiding it. And there were two great lakes in Missouri that existed at the time. They're not there no more. But, you know, there was lots of the Hebrew people, the 12 tribes of Israel, they were especially the tribe of Dan, they were moving throughout the whole world and on ships, and they were setting up colonies all over the world, and that's where a lot of these pirates hung out in these ancient colonies that existed for thousands of years.
Yeah, it is a really, really interesting topic. And like I say, it's just the whole history of Polynesia, because I grew up in New Zealand in Rotorua, and among the Maori people, I lived in an area, in a suburb, where there was a very, very high Maori population. Something like half of the people who lived there were of Maori ancestry, and I got to know when I was a child because my parents actually went to a Maori church, and I got to really hang out with these people a lot, and I've always been very, very interested in the Polynesian culture. If you wanted to just really get another insight, there's a lady by the name of Gabby Plum, okay? That's G-A-B-I, and her surname is P-L-U-M-M, and she's put out some very good documentaries on YouTube on this topic, which basically goes into the links between the Maori people and the South Americans and the Central Americans and North Americans, especially the Chachapoya and the Araucano people in the Peruvian Andes, because they're actually white. And they're a tribe.
Yeah, they're Caucasian.
They're white. They're not European, but they have white skin. And she goes into about the Ngāti Hautū, is a tribe that lives around Rotorua. And I knew some of these people when I was a child because I basically grew up at the foot of Mount Ngāwataha in Ngāti Hautū homeland. In a very strong Ngāti Hautū area. Excuse me, I'm going to have to go. I'm actually feeling nauseous.
Okay. Mark, I had a question for you. Mark, are you there? Okay.
Yeah,
you're talking about the ships that these pirates were in. How would you describe what these ships would look like? Can you give us a radio visual?
Yeah, you're getting ready for break.
yeah. You want
to? Okay. Do you want me to describe them now, or just wait till after the break? Or
let's wait. We're just a few seconds away from the break. Let's describe that. Okay. When we come back.
Okay.
Mark's with us. Gwyneth's with us. I'm Vin Finelli.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us. Mark in Illinois has called in. And I had a question for Mark. And the question is, you were talking about these pirate ships. Can you describe to our mind's eye what they would look like? Did they have sails? Did they have oars? Were they human-powered? Were they powered by some other source? Were they wind-powered? What were they?
Well, I just had a question. Is Gwen all right? I hope she's not feeling ill.
I've had nausea this evening. I've actually vomited twice since we've been on air. So if there's anyone out there who's inclined to pray, I would ask for you to do that. I've also had a massive splitting headache all day today. And I know that when that happens, there's something wrong. I would say something on a global level, not anything locally here.
What's happening?
I want to ask, what is happening in London today, in the Greater London area? Is there anything around Luton, that sort of area, Hertfordshire? I don't know. I haven't caught up on the news today. Anything to do with, what's the name of that guy? He comes from Luton. Tommy Robinson. Is there any news
on Tommy Robinson today? I'll look it up.
Or anything to do with
Luton.
Yeah. So
are you asking me, or are you just asking
general?
I'm just asking generally. I basically...
Brexit... Yeah. Okay, here it is. Brexit betrayal rally. Thousands set to descend on central London. This is 2 hours ago. Protesters are set to march through London for a pro-Brexit march on central London for UKIP and Tommy Robinson-backed protest.
Oh, my gosh. They're going to be coming down that road.
Tell us what you think that means.
Road. It goes between Luton and London. There's a particular road. Oh, my gosh. This is something that... This really explains it, because what I was going to talk about today, which I've been, you know, emailing you and calling you all week, is Catherine Ferrers. Oh, my gosh. Guess where Catherine Ferrers lived? She lived and worked in that area on that road that these thousands of protesters are going to be coming down. There's a freeway there, and something's going, maybe that's the reason why I'm really not feeling well, is Catherine Ferrers was really opposed, violently opposed, in her day 400 years ago to these type of big global government people. She was really violently opposed to them. Could I begin to segue into that now, Vincent?
Yes, and I'd like to explain one thing.
Ferris.
I'd like to explain one thing to Mark. Mark, if it seemed like I was being insensitive to Gwyneth being ill, I wasn't. What I was trying to do was give her more time to recover, and she could just join us whenever she felt.
I'll answer your question real quick, and then I'll just hang up. But the Benjamites, the tribe of Benjamin, the southern part, the southern kingdom of the house of Judah, was composed of Judah, Dan, and Benjamin, and the Benjamites were the Vikings. That's who the Scandinavians are, the descendants of the Benjamites, and of course the tribe of Dan as well. The Vikings were traveling all over the world, and they had ships with sails, and they had ships with oars. But the ancient Israelites who left Israel, they had ships the size of battleships. During the time of King David, and they were able to stay out to sea for 3 years at a time.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.